not as broad-based as you might think. It's largely for us limited to things like extra election costs. If you've been to the polling sites, you know that we've constructed, our public works department constructed these plexiglass barriers to keep the poll workers separated from the voters. That costs some money. There's been purchases of personal protective equipment for public safety. There's been a lot of additional costs in cleaning and disinfecting and sanitizing supplies, and some other costs we've incurred that have brought us to around $10,000. But we'll keep a running total, and as we get wind of the fact that we're nearing what the state might consider to be the end of the incident, we'll submit for everything. Hopefully we get it all, but I think based upon their criteria, we should get the lion's share of what we're tabulating.